So what exactly Ihsan is?
Can you help me out?
Of course, that's what I'm here for. Now imagine yourself making a sandwich. With Ihsan, it's not just any sandwich. It is a breaking record sandwich. It's that mouth-watering creation that even Gordon Ramsay would approve. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى is a statement that we often say when we make a comparison that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps is part of it. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be compared to anything, we say to Allah is the highest example. We're not making comparison, we're just trying to explain the meaning in a way that everyone can grasp. Ihsan is striving towards excellence and perfection in everything that you do. It is, as the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, mentioned, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if he's right there in front of you, as if you can see him. But if you can't, and you will not in this dunya, then be sure certain that he sees you. And this is really the magical touch that we need in all our actions, from the time we wake up in the morning to performing our prayers to even interactions with everyone around us. So remember, Ihsan is not an optional thing for the believers. It should be our lifestyle. It should intervene in every moment of our existence. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah commanded Ihsan to be applied in everything. So when you pray, my brother, my sisters in Islam, slow down.
Is it permissible to pray Taraweeh behind an imam who recites very fast? Now, this again is a problem.
Don't rush. Pray with focus and devotion. You know when you have that Zoom call with somebody and it's so clear, so smooth, you feel like he's just sitting next door? وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. This is how Ihsan would make you feel like when you communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you call upon him, when you pray to him. When you work, you're doing your work with dedication. Whether you are a barista making that perfect coffee or an engineer designing your next big thing. And when you help others, you're helping them with a smile, with love, with compassion. They can sense it. They can see it through you. When you demonstrate your kindness, show it to everyone, including, by the way, your siblings who sometimes borrow your stuff without even asking. This is Ihsan. No option for the believers to compromise with Ihsan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands justice and Ihsan. You have no option to do otherwise. And on a deeper level, Ihsan is all about spirituality. It's about nurturing your connection and bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine this. You had that heart-to-heart conversation with a close and dear friend. And no matter what you said to him or to her, that friend knows you from the inside out. They always have your back. They never judge you. They always listen. They are always there for you whenever you needed them. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. That's your bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Ihsan. It's like you have the ultimate VIP connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How about Ihsan with people, with friends, with family members? When it comes to family, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, treat your parents like royalty, because hey, they cared about you when you were helpless, so they deserve the best from you. How about friends? You should be the friend to be relied upon. You are the friend who listens, supports, and occasionally you're the one who will annoy them when you find them straying away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You would be the one to pull them back. How about our community, my brothers, my sisters in Islam? Initiate. Don't wait for the people to come and ask for your help. You should be the one to light up any room that you enter. And that's not because you have set something on fire. And remember, Ihsan is not always about being perfect, but rather it's about doing your best to achieve perfection. And your best is good enough. Wallahi, your best will always be good enough in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do it, whether you attempt to cook a new recipe, arranging your bed, studying, working, praying, making dua, do your best to be the best. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never be given that gift of piety unless you spend, not just spend, but out of that which you love the most. Ihsan is to just walk that extra mile to achieve goodness. It was said that when Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda was asked about Ihsan, he said, Ihsan is to connect with those who cut ties with you, and to forgive those who wronged you, and to give those who withheld from you. Never ever underestimate the reward and the beauty of living your life with Ihsan. We all know the story of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda and the milk seller, that girl who refused to mix water with milk despite the pressure that Hammam was putting on her, he, radiallahu anhu arda, immediately realized that this is the lady that can be relied upon. I will offer her to my children to marry. So he went to Asim ibn Umar al-Khattab, Abdullah ibn Umar al-Khattab, all the children of Umar. He brought them up and he said, listen up, if you don't marry her, I will marry her. Because this is a lesson for parents, by the way. Those parents out there who are looking for a potential spouse for their daughters, look for the person with ihsan. And vice versa, if brothers and sisters out there who are looking to get married, look for someone who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the fact that we cannot see him. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking that rhetorical question. Is there any reward for ihsan other than ihsan? Of course there is not. And as a result, this relationship, this beautiful relationship, that lady and the son of Umar al-Khattab, Asim ibn Umar al-Khattab, they got married. And through this relationship, who was born? Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz radiallahu anhu arda, the fifth caliph in Islam, Allahu Akbar. Another man who was known for his justice, fairness, and ihsan. Living with ihsan, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, is about making every moment of our lives count. And doing it so beautifully. It's the effort that counts. And the journey is as important as the destination. So as we said earlier, do your best to be the best. And if you have benefited from this video, then do yourself an ihsan favor and share it with everyone else. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this quality of ihsan. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Until next video, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.